It's Wave 105, going back to the 80s on a Monday afternoon, and all the songs you'll hear in the next half hour have been chosen by Squeeze. Good afternoon, Chris Difford and Glenn Tilbrook.
Good afternoon.
Hello.
How are you both?
Jolly good.
Really good, thank you.
Excellent. Well, we're delighted to have you on, and song number one is one of those great examples of a pop song that makes no sense whatsoever. Do you want to tell us why you've chosen Prefab Sprout, Chris?
Well, I've chosen them because when they came along, I was really impressed with the lyrical content of their songs. I went to see them play in Brighton one night, and from that minute on, I was sort of drawn into Paddy McAloon's oddness. And eventually, I got to meet him. I met him at the Gore Hotel in London, and he had the longest beard of any man I've ever seen. And I love songs that don't make any sense.
It's Wave 105 with Back to the 80s, the songs you're hearing today chosen by Glenn Tilbrook and Chris Difford from Squeeze. Do you want to tell us why Randy Crawford's on your list, Glenn?
I think it was. It's an extremely beautiful song. And it first came to my notice when Steve Naive, the pianist in Elvis Costello and the Attractions, made a compilation tape for me, and this was on it. And I hadn't realised, it sort of passed me by initially, so I hadn't realised what a beautiful song it was. It's stayed with me to this day. I still think it's an absolutely towering performance and a beautiful arrangement.
So we go from one extreme to the other, from Randy Crawford to Grandmaster Flash. Chris, do you want to tell us about this?
Well, I think when Grandmaster Flash came along, it sort of turned music upside down. There'd already been rap on the streets of New York, of course, but this was a band that infused not just street, but they sort of encapsulate soul and rock music all at the same time. And, I remember going out and get the 12-inch master of this, the 12-inch mix of it, and just playing it endlessly. I'd never heard anything so much fun.
So we'll enjoy Grandmaster Flash and The Message. Next on Wave 105, it's Back to the 80s, and Squeeze are choosing the tunes today.
Back to the 80s on Wave 105.
It's Wave 105, going back to the 80s, and the songs today chosen by Chris Difford and Glenn Tilbrook from Squeeze. So that's Prince and Pop Life. Chris, do you want to tell us why you've chosen this song?
I could have chosen tons of different songs from Prince, but I think this is a really relevant lyric, even for today's world. And we've got a new bass player in our band called Yolanda Charles, and she is an incredible bass player. And when I heard this song on the radio the other day, I immediately thought, she'd make mincemeat of this.
Could we possibly see a cover version of this dropping into your set when you were on tour later in the year?
Who knows?
Who'd do vocals if you were doing a Prince cover?
I mean, we could actually sing it together. I mean, it would work. It's a great song, and the lyric is just so profound.
So we'll move on to your final choice from the 80s. Glenn, do you want to tell us about the Human League?
Yes. Once upon a time, many moons ago, I was on a national radio show reviewing the week's pop releases, and of which this next song was one of them. I gave it an absolutely glowing review, which I was very glad of, because it turned out that they were the secret guests on the show that week. They are Human League, and this is Don't You Want Me, Baby.
It's Wave 105, Back to the 80s, with Squeeze choosing the songs today. The Human League, Don't You Want Me. I can't believe that they did that to you, Glenn, that they had you on a radio show reviewing new music, and the band were waiting in the wings, unbeknown to you.
I mean, I could have slagged it off. It could have been awful, and frequently was, but luckily enough, they came up with this glowing piece of pop magic.
All right, we're going to do another one of your 80s hits soon, and the new single as well before three. It's Wave 105, playing Squeeze, and Chris and Glenn are here now to talk about the new single.
It's extremely live. This was as we recorded it in the studio. This is one thing that runs constantly throughout the album, is that it features performances by our band, and it shows just how feisty we all are.
Come along to the Bournemouth Pavilion on the 16th and you'll see how lively we are.
You've been playing gigs in Bournemouth for over 40 years. Right back in the late 70s, you guys were gigging there.
Did you know, for instance, that we once played in Bournemouth on Blondie's first ever gig in the UK.
I was going to get to that, yes. Can you remember much about that night?
They were wandering about with cameras. They were absolutely enchanted with Bournemouth, and everything was so cute and sweet to them, and small, coming from New York, and they hadn't been to the UK at all before, so it was a great time.
It wasn't exactly Coney Island, was it?
Let's hear the new song now. This is Innocence in Paradise. Innocence in Paradise. It's new music from Squeeze on Wave 105. They'll do that live a week today at the Bournemouth Pavilion, plus more stuff from the album and loads of hits that I'm sure you're going to know. And I'm wondering, guys, after all these years of touring, is there anything that surprises you when you do gigs?
I think generally our shows are full of surprises, and they are the new songs, I think, for the most part. And the thing that surprises people the most is how much they love them. And the last time we played in Bournemouth, we had a great review in the local press, and they said that they preferred the new songs over the old. So that's a very encouraging sign.
It is, because nothing makes your heart sink sometimes at a gig than an act coming on and saying, no, we're going to do some of our new stuff. But yours obviously has that familiarity and that Squeeze feel to it, if people don't immediately go to the bar.
Yeah, well, funny you should mention that, because I've got a memory of playing in Bournemouth once, and we were playing songs from our new album. I can't remember when it was now, 90s. And a fan stood in the front row, and when we started playing the new songs, he put his thumb towards the ground like, no, you shouldn't be playing this.
Oh, that's just... harsh.
Yeah, I know.
And after 40 years of writing together, what's the biggest challenge of keeping stuff fresh now?
I think that making records gets harder because we're trying to drive our standards up and impress ourselves in a way that we never have before. And I think we've done it on this record. I think we did it on the last record. So, you know, it's pretty fresh, but sometimes it's hard getting there.
Can't wait to see you guys when you're back in Bournemouth in a few weeks. Chris Difford, Glenn Tilbrook, thanks for dropping by and choosing your favourite 80s songs on Wave 105.
Thank you.
Wave 105's afternoon show.